then because I became involved with the Track Leadership Network, you had to do a volunteer position in the downtown east side. So I was playing on the soccer team and school and that kind of thing. I thought, oh, I found one. I'm like, oh, I can be a bit lazy. You only need to commit to this one once a month. Go for 3 hours a month. I could do that, no problem. So I signed up for St. James Residential Services.
Oh, okay.
And so they have housing for people with mental health issues.
Yeah.
And so I actually was neat. I went for an interview there. So I decided, okay, I'd like to do this one. I went for an interview and probably the hardest interview I've ever been asked in my entire life. They asked me, at one point, they said, how have you affirmed, can you give me an example of when you've affirmed someone's sense of self-worth? I just fell off my chair. I think I mumbled some incoherent answer, but it was like, that was what this volunteer position was about. And that's kind of that, you know, about working with others. And so I was set up with a resident there named Dennis as his companionship volunteer. And so in theory, I was supposed to meet with him once a month, and that quickly turned in. We just clicked right away and definitely met probably once a week for about 3 hours. And,
For how long?
I still go see Dennis a couple times a year. So it's been over 10 years.
Wow.
But
that's really impressive. You obviously clicked.
Yeah. And so probably I left UBC. I kind of dropped out for a bit. After 2002, I didn't get into the social work program. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and tuition doubled. But I kept volunteering probably for about 3 years, went there around once a week or once every other week for a few hours.
Wow.
And then, you know, life happens. And so then after that, I just, you know, over the years, I've always popped in, and now it's probably less, but we've maintained that connection. Well,